kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to May Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagharap sa mga hamon ng cost of living, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, o property, o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at makakasama natin ngayon ang finance journalist at editor para makahanap ng mga paraan sa pagtitipid para sa mga bayarin at grocery. Kamusta kayo, Miss Michelle Baltazar?
Mabuti naman. I'm so happy to be here and definitely kailangan ready tayong mag-budget, lalo na pag winter, talagang extra cost of living ang nasa consciousness ng mga tao, kumbaga.
Okay, umpisahan na natin, Miss Michelle. Okay, madaming nag-o-on ng heater sa bahay dahil nga winter. So para tulungan yung mga kababayan natin, may paraan ba para mabawasan ang mataas na pagkonsumo ng kuryente ngayon?
Natatawa ako dyan sa question na yan kasi marami tayong nag-on ng heater, lalo na kung galing ka sa New South Wales or ACT, iba naman pag nasa Queensland ka. Kasi the running joke in Australia is mas malamig sa loob ng bahay kesa sa labas ng bahay. To start with, kailangan alam mo roughly kung how much it costs to run electricity just normally during winter. So in any ordinary season, or let's say for the whole year, the average cost ng electricity dito sa Australia is anywhere between 1,200 Aussie dollars for 1 to 2 people to as much as mga 2,200 for 4 people in the household. So bale, you have to budget roughly $100 per month. Yan ay kung naka-on ang heater mo, ha? So between 100 and 150, kung kaya mong i-budget yan, okay ka na. And electricity in Australia gets paid 3 months.
Yes.
So every 3 months, babayaran mo. At medyo maluwag naman dito sa Australia. You get about a month's notice at pwede ka pang i-maximize mo. You can pay on the day na the electricity is due.
Yes.
Ngayon, very important to. May mga tao na they wait for the red envelope, di ba? Ay, naging red na yung price. Therefore,
yes,
I'm going to pay it now. But it affects your credit score. Kaya dito sa Australia, napaka-importante yung magandang credit score mo dahil yun ang magiging track record mo. Even if you are a temporary visa holder or a permanent visa holder. So, tip one, maybe budget around $150 per month, even if you're just one in the household. And pay on time so it doesn't affect your credit score. Ito, mabilisan na. Meron akong 4 na hacks para makatipid sa paggamit ng heater.
Right.
Number one, alam mo ba na dito sa Australia, pag i-on mo ang electricity mo between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. sa hapon or tanghali, that electricity is free. So, bago lang yan. Ngayon lang yan, maybe a couple of months ago. So, anong ginagawa namin sa bahay? Naglalaba kami between 12 and 3. Naka-on ang heater between 12 and 3. Nagma-microwave, nagke-kettle. Anything you want to do, yan ang peak hour. Which is really good if you work from home kasi
yes,
minsan hindi tayo nasa bahay.
Yes.
But that's one hack.
Okay.
Ngayon, sa kung kailangan mo talagang gamitin yung heater, the sweet spot ay 22 degrees Celsius. Sasabihin ko sa'yo, pag ilagay mo yan sa full, 29 degrees, 31 degrees, mas mahal. Pero sa halimbawa, sa umaga, alas 5 ka nagigising, put it on 31 degrees for maybe 5 minutes, and then after 22 degrees. Gawin mo yan for 2-3 months, makakatipid ka. Siyempre, yung mga nakapunta na sa Canada, you wear your jacket. So, naka-4 na jacket ka. Papawisan ka naman, edi maglalaba ka na rin. So, just follow my first 2 hacks. The other thing that you need to do as well is be sensible about using electricity. Alam mo ba na ang kettle at microwave ay malakas ang kuha ng electricity? So, with the kettle, eto na, gagamit ka ng thermos. When you use the kettle, Don't keep boiling it 5 times during the day. Just boil it once, invest in a thermos, and then you can at least use your extra money for the heater, di ba? Ngayon, marami sa atin mahilig sa electric blanket. Problema yan kasi sometimes you forget na electric blanket, nakalimutan mo na isang araw ka naka-electric blanket. So you can use those water bags, so heater bags that you put in your room. And finally, draft. Pag bago ang bahay mo, it's not very drafty, walang masyadong mga butas. Pero kadamihan sa atin naka-budget, we may live in an old house. Cover all drafts with like a cellophane or a bubble wrap dahil again, it saves money. And I'm not saying savings lang na $2. You're looking at savings of $20 to $50. So hopefully that gives you an idea na electricity can cost you $2,000. Motivation mo na yan, pampasko mo na yan, magtipid ka.
Umpisa pa lang po yan dahil kuryente pa lang yan. Ngayon, punta na po tayo pagdating sa bilihin para makatipid sa grocery.
I super expert ako dyan. There are software apps that you can download for the best deals. Isa ay tinatawag na Half Price app. It's a free app and ilalagay mo lang lahat ng mga kailangan mo. And then when it's on sale, it will give you a prompt. So that's number one. Mahilig din ako sa fruit and vegetable shopping with my parents. Kasi parents ko at saka parents-in-law, punta kami sa fruit and vegetable markets. Bawa yung broccoli is worth $5.99 or $9.99 per kilo. Sa market, it can be as low as $3 or $2.99. Lalo na kung pupunta ka, if you're from New South Wales, go to the Flemington Market on a Saturday morning. Magsasawa ka, may mga vegetables na 99 cents or a dollar. Meron ka ng pechay. So, make sure you do bulk shopping. Wow. Try to be that person na nagsha-shop sa fruit and vegetables market. Ang pinakamalaking cost is meat.
Yes.
Kasi yung meat, whether it's steak or fish, biglang $30 to $40 a kilo na. Mabigat kong sabihin to, pero not every day is adobo day. This is time now to really think about how much meat you eat. Kasi it doesn't have to be every day is like a big meal. So groceries is also as much about looking at your consumption. Pero feeling ko naman sasabihin ng mga listeners natin, Michelle, of course, nagtitipid ako isang hiwa na nga lang ng isda kinakain ko eh. So let's go with the Half Price app. Let's go at going to fruit and vegetable markets, shopping with your family and friends. Natumbok na to, I'm sure, ng marami mga Pilipino na merong discount aisle. Yung discount aisle, kung okay naman sa'yo yung banana na medyo sinampal ng buhay, bucket ng grapes na parang hindi mo na maintindihan yung itsura, or more importantly, yung mga hard veggies, halimbawa repolyo, they don't look okay on the outside,
yeah,
pero napakaganda ng standard dito sa Australia that makita mo yung discount aisle na yon, it's really a good way to save money. Finally, sasabihin ko na the average, ma-expect mo na you'll spend anywhere between $200 and $300 a week sa groceries. So buy branded products, go to fruit and vegetable, and hindi ko mamimension yung pangalan ng mga grocery stores, pero merong isa na talagang napakaganda ng mga presyo. Pumunta kayo doon consistently. Malaking diferensya. You're saving 30% every time you go shopping. And it's all about all those little times na nagsasave ka can really help you stretch your dollar.
Po ang final message ni Ms. Michelle para magabayan ang mga kababayan,
yes,
na iniinda ang cost of living.
I know. Napakasakit talaga. Well, number one is it's not what you earn but how you spend what you earn. If your sweldo is anywhere between $50,000 and $78,000 a year, you're going to feel the pinch. So, para sa akin, think big. So, ano bang salary ko? And you work down from there. Wag na nating dalhin yung mentality na paycheck to paycheck. And I promise you, it may seem very hard, pero whatever you have right now, calculate 3%. Ano ba ang 3% noon? And set that aside for your emergency funds. Pag nakaipon ka na ng $2,000 sa emergency funds mo, yung hindi mo talaga gagalawin, that's peace of mind. So, when cost of living is knocking on your door every day, nakakahinga ka ng maluwag, parang feeling mo, meron na akong 2,000. It may take you a year. It's okay. Just do it. And I promise you will feel so much more relaxed, if you like, kahit na gaano ka kagastos ang buhay ngayon.
And maraming salamat kay Michelle Baltazar. Sa uulitin, Miss Michelle.
No worries, anytime.
Kung meron kayong nice itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga expert.
May peraan.
May peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.